This is Northwest News from KPLU. Tacoma teacher Nate Bowling is running out of space on his awards shelf. The social studies instructor won a prestigious National Teaching Award in 2014. Last fall, he became Washington State's Teacher of the Year. And just last week, Bowling was named a finalist for National Teacher of the Year. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes caught up with him.
Lincoln High School's AP Government class has moved to the school's cavernous auditorium. They have a guest speaker today, U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer. But only at Lincoln can a congressman be upstaged by the class's teacher.
Can we give it up for your awesome teacher? Congratulations. I feel, you know, to me, I feel like I'm, you know, it's rarefied air, you know, getting to be with the, you know, the teacher of the year. And
why did you become a teacher?
I just wanted to change the world.
Nate Bowling grew up in Tacoma, about a mile and a half from Lincoln. It's a school where 4 out of 5 kids get free or reduced-priced meals. But the district says 4 out of 5 students at Lincoln also graduated on time last year. And Bowling hopes the awards and acclaim he's getting can bring more attention to the school.
Here's the bottom line that nobody wants to believe. I'm not the best teacher in this building. This building is filled with amazing educators.
And he name drops a couple. Cheryl Bacchus, Sarah Kettleson, Leanne Love, his wife Hope Teague. But come on, Bowling's the one who's going to the White House in April as a National Teacher of the Year finalist.
Why are they better teachers than you? What are you talking about?
I look in their windows and I stop in their classrooms and I see stuff and I'm like, man, my kids aren't that focused, or man, my kids don't write that well. Like, I actually see them doing the work. Teaching's is an amazing profession that sometimes is isolating. But like, when I see other teachers, I steal things all the time. We call it teach lifting. I steal things all the time from them.
If he wins, Bowling would spend the year traveling and advocating for the teaching profession. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.